be really good for you to do that, just on your own, aside from...
This is May 26, 1977, interview with Mariana Pineda in Brookline, Massachusetts. I'd like to have you begin, if you talk a bit about your childhood, where you grew up, your parents, your family, your, what you did then, and perhaps we can lead from there into how you got into your career in the arts.
Okay.
Take our time about it.
My earliest memories are of the second house we lived in Evanston, Illinois. I don't remember the first house at all, though we drove by it later. It was just a block from the lake, and you could look from our street, which was at the end of a short street, through an arch right out to Lake Michigan, through an arch in one of the dormitories. And it was a very, very pleasant childhood in a setting with lots of big trees, and went to public school. Walked to school, came home for lunch, and enjoyed my teachers. They were memorable personalities, almost all of them. I remember the first grader throwing a book at kids, really literally, when we couldn't spell, things like that, Miss Brooks. And we did a lot of traveling, starting
early.
Were you
a very good student?
Yeah, pretty good. I didn't think of myself as being a whiz kid.
You weren't rebellious or anything?
No, things were very pleasant, came easily, and I was sort of encouraged to do what I wanted to do, and that was a good thing. So it was really nice, yeah.
And you did start traveling. This was very important to you?
Well, gosh,
you look back on it.
So exciting. Oh, yes, yeah. That trip around the Mediterranean when I was 9. Just fantastic, and I'm sure that all my interest in classical Egypt, Egypt and Greece and European culture really stems from that, and that's must be very deeply ingrained, you know, couldn't help but be.
As a child, was it merely titillating and variety, or were you, did you have a problem with reading as your parents set up for you before, so you went on a journey?
They had a very good library, and did they prepare us for the journey? I don't know. I had a lot of mythology and so forth as a child, and fairy books and all that kind of thing, and so I did have a pretty good background in mythology. We didn't consciously prepare for the trips, no. They had a very good library. They were kind of readers who bought a book by an author they liked before the reviews came out. If they liked an author, they would buy everything that he or she wrote. They have a marvelous collection of first editions from the 20s and 30s now. And so then we had a marvelous old phonograph, I remember, too. And being near Chicago, we went to the opera, and we went to see all the dance recitals and the Ballet Russe, and went to the Art Institute and the Arts Club. It was very rich. It was just marvelous.
Your parents knew pretty well. But they're pretty strong-minded people.
I guess so. Mm. I guess so. Yeah.
And they allowed you quite a lot of leeway, encouraged.
Yeah.
Exploration.
Yeah.
You were in the dance for quite a while, weren't you?
Well, actually, I started going when I was 9 years old to a summer camp in Washington, in Washington Island, in Wisconsin. It's in the Green Bay District. Very beautiful little island, populated by Swedes, a few Swedes. And a quite remarkable woman named Mabel Catherine Pierce had developed her own system of dance, which is based a little bit on doll crows and a little bit on various bits of modern dance and so forth. And the whole idea was we had dance lessons all morning, and then we took a bath in the lake, literally, with soap and water, sunbathed on these great rocky ledges. That was also probably an influence, because I could still see all these young bodies out on the rocks, you know. It was marvelous. And in the afternoon we would work on dances, which we created, and every week we had a studio night, and we would present. We'd have a program of dances that we had created, costumed, chosen music for, or the accompanist created music for. And she would sit down with us after each performance and suggest what was good. She gave us a crit, in other words. And if it was good enough, she said, keep it.